The Gemara in Daf Tes Amud Aleph is discussing the din of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Tov, Tosefes Yom Kippur, and Tosefes Shvius. And the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's all learned out from the din of Tosefes Shvius. It says by Shmita Bechar Shivikatzer Tishbais, and Rabbi Akiva understands that that is telling me they have to be Meis of Michal Al HaKadosh. The year of Shmita starts earlier. You can't do Charish and Ketzira already a month before Shmita. And we learn from here that just like your Meis of Michal Al HaKadosh by Shmita, who are then by Yom Kippur and Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to be Meis of Michal Al HaKadosh as well. Now, Rabbi Kiveg over here in Gilin HaShas asks a very stark akasha. He says, how can you learn from Tosefes Shvius, that there's a din of Tosefes Yom Kippur, to Aser Inuyim, right? On Yom Kippur, it's not only Malachas that are Aser, it's Inuyim that are also Aser. By Shmita, we only have an Issa Malacha. There's no din Inuy, there's no din Tefas. So how could you learn from the fact that there's a din Tosefes to be Meisif on the Malachas, to say that the Malachas start earlier by Shmita, that who then that the Inuyim start earlier on Yom Kippur, l'char, there are no Inuyim by Shmita, so how could you jump from Malachas to Inuyim? That's his Kasha, which he blabs Shrei, says it's Tzarchi and Gadol. Now, l'chai, you can answer this kasha al pi'a chakir that achanim have in the din of Tosefes Shvius. Achanim are mesupik. If the din of Tosefes Shvius is just an extension of the malachas, the Torah is saying that there are certain malachas that are not only also during Shemitah, but you have to already start not doing them before Shemitah because it could affect the Shemitah year. Is that the pshat, or is the pshat that b'charish, because of Tishbos, is a gilui, it's a simon that the whole Shnas HaShemitah starts early, the whole year of Shemitah already starts earlier from Mishcharish Elul, a month before Tishrei, and the whole Kedushas HaShvius is already here a month before. So if you learn like the second tzad, that it's not extending specific malachas, but it's a gilui that the Shabbosan of Shemitah starts a month early, so that l'char would answer b'kibegas kasha, because we're not doubting on specific malachas or inuyim. We're saying that you see from Shemitah that when you have a din Shabbosan, it starts early. So we can learn from here that who are done on Yom Kippur, when you have a din Shabbosan, the Shabbosan will start earlier, the Shabbos of Yom Kippur will start early, and Mimela, all the dinim would apply, all the malachas in Yom Kippur, all the inuyim in Yom Kippur would apply, because once the Shabbosan starts early, Mimela, Uki Basra, and all its dinim, its specific dinim, and malachas and inuyim would apply, and that in Shabbos of Yom Kippur as well. Rabbi Kivegu, who doesn't answer that, L'chai understood that that's not the pshat on Shemitah, that's not a gilui that the year of Shemitah starts early. But it's a specific limit, like certain malachas that we extend earlier, Charish and Ketzira, and Mimela, whatever you don't find, other malachas, other inuim, you would not be able to learn to Yom Kippur, and therefore he asked his kasha the way he asked it. But I was thinking that perhaps you could say that Rabbi Kivega really was masking to what I'm saying, that Charish because of Tishbos is a giloy that the Shabbosan of Shemitah starts early, and therefore all the dinim would apply, and he understands that by Yom Kippur also you could say that the Shabbosan starts early and all the malachas would apply, but still he held that that wouldn't suffice to be masber why the inuyim of Yom Kippur start early, and that is because of this, because Rabbi Kivega understood that it's true that Din Shabbosan of Yom Kippur starts early, but the Din of Inuyim and Yom Kippur has nothing to do with the Din Shabbosan. There's two separate Dinim on Yom Kippur. There's a Din Shabbosan, which means to be Shavis from Melacha, and then there's a separate Din of Inuyim, which is learned from the Pasuk of Tanus Nafshar Seichem. That's a Din of Inuy. So it's true that the Din Shvisa starts early, but that's only the Gabi Melachis. But the Din of Inuyim, which has nothing to do with Shvisa, it's a Din of Tanus Nafshar Seichem, a separate Din, maybe that Din does not get schlepped out into the din of Tosefes, and therefore his mother talking, how do we learn the Inuyim from Shemitah? That could be the aside of Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. Now, to answer that, I think you have to be Meisif one proud over here. Al Piyadiyak in the Lashon HaRambam, which the Achrayim make, the Rambam in Hilchos Yom Kippur and Perek Alf, Lachadav, Mishvisus Aser, says like this. He says, Mitzvah Sasei Acheres Yeshba B'Yom HaKippurim, Lishbois Vay Ma'achilo V'Shasiyah, Shanam Ratanus Nafshe Seichem. So the Rambam is very interesting, the way he words the halacha of Inuyim and Yom Kippur. He says it's a mitzvah to be shavis from achila and shasiyah, to rest from achila and shasiyah. So it sounds like from the Rambam, the Achrayim and Medayek, that he understood that the din Inuyim and Yom Kippur is not a separate din from the din Shvisa, but it's all part of the din Shvisa. It's a gilui then on Yom Kippur. You're not shavis just from melacha, you're shavis from achila and shasiyah as well. A regular Yom Tov or Shabbos, you're just shavis from melacha. Over here, the Torah added on that the Shvisa, the resting, has to be from achila and shasiyah also. It's also part of the Shvisa. And we may, if you learn from Shemitah that the Shvisa of Yom Kippur extends till Erev Yom Kippur, who would then that would be kaila within it, the Inuyim as well. And it could be that's the Nakuda that Rabbi Kivega is arguing on. He holds that the din of Inuyim is not part of the din of Shemitah. It's a separate din. So he's masking that we can learn from Shemitah that the Shabbosan of Yom Kippur extends early, but the Inuyim of Yom Kippur, which is a separate din, which is not shaykh to the Shemitah, that would not extend early, and that would remain, the Chai would be mutter, and that is the basis for Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. And it's possible that Rabbi Kivega might be going to Shitasa in this Inyan, because there's a famous tshuva from Rabbi Kivega in Simon Chav Dalad, where he's Masupik, if a person is a Chala on Yom Kippur, and he asked to eat, could he get an Aliyah L'Tayra during the Kriyas L'Tayra of Mincha on Yom Kippur? So what's his shayla? So during Shacharis, it's pasha dim, he could get an aliyah even though he's eating, because the kriyas atar of Shacharis is nothing to do with the din tainus of Yom Kippur. It has to do with the kedushas hayayim, with the yantav of Yom Kippur, and he's also part of the kedushas hayayim even though he's not fasting, because he's also shaykh to the shvisa mimalacha. But he says when it comes to the kriyas atar by mincha, what is the pshat in the kriyas atar of mincha? Is that a din in the kedushas hayayim of Yom Kippur? Or maybe it's nothing to do with the kedushas hayayim. Haraya then on other other Yom Tovim, you're not going to have a Kriyas HaTayr by Mincha. Maybe this is a Din Machmas, the Din Tainus of Yom Kippur, the Din Inu of Yom Kippur. That's what the Din Kriyas HaTayr comes from. So the Safek is a Machmas, the Kedushas HaYom of Shvisa, or is a Machmas, the Din Tainus? And therefore, it's Mesupik whether he could get an Aliyah or not. So it sounds like from the way he words the Shaila that he views it as two different Dinim. There's a Din Shvisa, and there's a Din Inoy, and the question is, which one does Kriyas HaTayr fit into? If the way we're learning up in the Rambam, it's not really two dinim, it's one din. There's one din to be shayvis from Inoy. It's all part of the din of Kedusha Sayyam. It's not two separate dinim. So it's true, la halacha, la nafkamina, might not make a nafkamina, still it's possible he won't be able to get an aliyah, but the way he words it sounds like he understood that there's two separate dinim, din shvisa and a din Inoy. It's not that the Inoy is part of the din shvisa like we're being medak in the Rambam, and therefore l'shitasai, that's why he asked the kasha, that how could you learn from Shemitah to Yom Kippur, because even if you extend the Din Shvisa, the Gavi Malacha, but that has nothing to do with the Inuyim are not part of the Shvisa, and therefore we don't have a right, the Inuyim would go into Tosefes Shvias, but Lulidvar, maybe you could say that the Inuyim are also part of the Din Shvisa, like it's Meduik and the Rambam, so once you extend the Din Shvisa of Yom Kippur, that would include not only the Malachas, but the Inuyim as well.